Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. And on the line with us today, we have Richard Grabmeier. Now, we're going to be discussing Richard's amazing book, Across the Chasm, today. Last time we had him here on the network, we discussed his other book, The Prophet and the Warrior, a fictional history of Moses and Joshua. Well, today we're discussing Across the Chasm, but people, in addition to those two books, he's also written another two. Okay, one is called Peter Olef, The New World at Last. And then we have Suddenly a Larger World, Sons of Peter Olef. And I will say, Richard was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best publishers in the business, Authors Press. So if you or anyone you know have a book that they'd like moved, give yourself the best gift you could possibly give and contact Authors Press to move it for you. You can find out more information on them at authorspress.com. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to discuss Across the Chasm today. Now, it's a fictional narrative, so the moment you start to do any research on it, you're going to discover that. Okay, now for me personally, I'm absolutely looking forward to getting lost in a journey, something that'll really take me away from the day-to-day monotony that we found ourselves stuck in with this pandemic and you know, the variations of lockdown that we are all still experiencing. And this is going to be a treat for myself, as I know it is going to be for all of you. So without further ado, let's jump right in. It's absolutely a pleasure and a joy to have you here. And I hope you can give us some kind of introduction to the new book by Richard Grabmeier, Across the Chasm. Welcome to People of Distinction. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Just getting over a cold.
Well, speedy recovery with that.
I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with me, Benji. I'm privileged to use this excellent forum to introduce Richard Grabmeier's most recent work to the globe. I might say that Across the Chasm is unlike any other book I've read. I guarantee that every reader will pay attention from the start of the story to the very conclusion, and that it can give one the chills. Book's illustrations are done in a style that is somewhat unique. Can I begin to explain?
Absolutely, man. Thank you very much for that. And please, tell us more about the book.
Just some background information. In 1993, Richard wrote the first draft of Across the Chasm. He submitted it to a qualified editor who approved of it, but as it was not yet ready for publication, he put off the writing and instead worked on Peter Olef. Peter Olef was released in 2000. The distribution process then took place in Richard's Minnesota home estate, where it was initially successful. A few months later, Richard received a call from a tiny Minneapolis publisher asking him to ghostwrite a book for a certain author. He had a buddy who had written the film script, but wanted a novel to be able or to be used with the script. He was amazed by Richard's mastery of writing remarkable dialogues. As for Richard, this may have seemed weird to me, but I accepted the challenge. Soon, he had a film script in hand and was scratching his head. Every member of this script storyline, except one, had apparent psychological problems, and the wonderful lady that didn't died in a boat crash. Wow. I did my best to make the characters at least likable, and in the end, I produced a brief novel of about 150 pages. I submitted it to the publisher, and within a few hours, he called agitated, saying, "I read the book. When I finished, I felt down." He informed the author, "It was supposed to be a happy novel, but the characters and circumstances in the story are not. Can you write it to make it happy?" Richard said he could not and he should find another writer. Blurry was the end effect of what they accomplished and is not successful.
Oh, wow. So did Richard begin rewriting Across the Chasm after all?
Not yet. Instead, he wrote a substantial book called The Scrolls of Elizaphan, which is a great novel that tells the story of Moses and Joshua in line with the fictional scrolls of Elizaphan, Moses' cousin. The difficulty he encountered in producing this was that he was unable to find a publisher due to the story's negative depiction of Moses in the book. But Richard came up with a different idea. He took the book within the book that was written by the lead character and changed the title and few details in the plot before publishing it in 2019 under the new title, The Prophet and the Warrior. It is a remarkable book, but because of the COVID pandemic, which forbade book signings and similar events, it came out of the wartime. Thanks to Authors Press' great promotion, the book regained its popularity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, it's all good now, right? I mean, what transpired with Across the Chasm, though?
Richard Grabmeier, on the other hand, made small changes to the outdated copy. He expressed that he wasn't really interested in the paranormal or paranormal romance. However, every one of his readers urged him to publish it. He then gave it to Kelsey Hart for her feedback, and because they liked it, we are talking about it now. Although the book is set in the present, most action takes place during the Mexican-American War period. Both history enthusiasts and those who enjoy paranormal adventure will find it to be quite interesting. The book had a lot of unexpected turns that upset Richard Redding and those close to him. From the perspective of the reader, this is a positive thing because it makes it hard to guess what will happen next.
Absolutely. People, I'm telling you, it's going to hold your interest very, very well. Listen, I'm going to say it for you again, even though I know the majority of you are already there. Okay, you have to purchase your book. There's no other way around it. It's called Across the Chasm by Richard H. Grabmeier. While you're at it, check out his other books as well. Peter Olaf, The New World at Last, Suddenly a Larger World, Sons of Peter Olaf, and then, of course, the one we discussed prior, The Prophet and the Warrior, a fictional history of Moses and Joshua. You will not be disappointed. I'm promising you, this is a journey for you to get lost in and really just embark upon it with a wonderful, wonderful twist and turn at every corner. Okay, you have Richard to thank for it. You know, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
It's been a pleasure here. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you all do well.